Dear Foggy Jack, as I huddle in the darkness, the only solace I find is in the glow of my laptop screen, where I feel compelled to share with you the bone-chilling tale of my journey to Bobby Mackey's music world. My name is Tina, and I am a lone seeker of truth in the realm of the paranormal. But tonight, that quest has led me down a path of fear and isolation from which I may never emerge unscathed. Bobby Mackey's music world, a name that sends shivers down the spines of even the bravest souls. Nestled in the heart of Wilder, Kentucky, this innocuous-looking honky-tonk bar harbors a dark secret. It is said to be haunted by the spirits of those who met violent ends within its walls, their restless souls lingering in the shadows, forever trapped in a limbo between this world and the next. Arriving at Bobby Mackey's under the cloak of night, I was immediately struck by the eerie stillness that hung heavy in the air. The neon lights flickered ominously, casting long shadows that danced across the worn pavement. But despite the foreboding atmosphere, I pressed on, driven by an insatiable curiosity to uncover the truth hidden within these haunted halls. As I stepped through the creaking doors of Bobby Mackey's, a chill swept through me, as if the spirits themselves were reaching out to greet me. The air was thick with the scent of stale beer and cigarette smoke, mingling with the faint whisper of ghostly voices. But still, I pressed on, my heart pounding in my chest as I ventured deeper into the darkness. The interior of Bobby Mackey's was a maze of dimly lit corridors and shadowy corners, each one seemingly more ominous than the last. I could feel the weight of unseen eyes watching my every move, a sensation that sent shivers down my spine. But I pressed on, my footsteps echoing hollowly against the worn floorboards. It wasn't long before I encountered the first signs of the supernatural. Strange noises echoed through the darkness, disembodied whispers, phantom footsteps, and the mournful strains of long-forgotten music. I could feel the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end as an icy chill crept up my spine, carrying with it the unmistakable presence of something otherworldly. But it was what I encountered next that truly tested the limits of my courage. A figure, pale and ethereal, materialized before me, its eyes burning with a spectral light that pierced through the darkness. I could feel its gaze boring into me, a weight that threatened to crush me beneath its relentless scrutiny. In that moment, I knew fear like never before. Every fiber of my being screamed at me to flee, to escape from this place of nightmares and never look back. But something deep within me compelled me to stay, to face the darkness head-on and uncover the secrets that lay hidden within. And so, with trembling hands and a racing heart, I continued my journey into the heart of Bobby Mackey's music world. Each step felt like a battle against the forces of darkness, a struggle to hold onto my sanity in the face of overwhelming terror. But still, I pressed on, driven by a relentless determination to uncover the truth. As I sit here now, recounting the horrors of that fateful night, I am filled with a sense of both dread and exhilaration. For I have stared into the face of the unknown and emerged forever changed. Bobby Mackey's music world may be shrouded in darkness and mystery, but it is also a beacon of possibility, a gateway to realms beyond our comprehension. To those who dare to seek out the truth, I offer a word of caution: be prepared for what you may find. The path to enlightenment is fraught with peril, and not all who tread it will emerge unscathed. But for those brave enough to face the darkness, the rewards are beyond measure. And so, as the night stretches on and the darkness creeps ever closer, I remain here in my hiding place, a lone seeker of truth in a world filled with shadows. Alone, scared, but undeterred in my quest to unravel the mysteries of Bobby Mackey's music world. This is not a joke or hoax. This is my real and true account. Please reply with some help.